This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Before we get back into, I think there's probably more to the regulatory story, Richie.
Not much more, but one more important line.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Also want to welcome one of our newest radio affiliates in Florence, Alabama. We're back on in Florence.
Yeah, I thought we were on in Florence.
A long, 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 long time ago. I think it was like 2006. We were on a station that's actually no longer even on the air. The station itself is gone.
Wow.
At this point, we were on in Florence Muscle Shoals. It was one of our first markets to take Free Talk Live, and we are back this time now on WBCF. And they were around back in the day when we were on in Florence. They're still around, and now they've got us on Sundays. They're taking us into what they call delay broadcast in the business. So they're grabbing a couple hours of our Sunday show and running it overnight, so we'll be on later. So you'll be listening. If you're listening in Florence, you're hearing us a few hours after we've done the show. If you want to call in, of course, we're live every single day of the week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. You can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. So welcome to News Talk Sports 97 WBCF, the talk of North Alabama on both 97.1 and then 1240 AM there. So welcome. As we continue, of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. We go to Tony.
Oh, nice.
Online.
Here we go.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
You're on Free Talk.
Oh, I'm up. All right. I was wondering what the fudge is going on. I'm flipping through Twitch. I see this all the time. Is this like a libertarian thing? I mean, you guys seem like you really don't know what you're doing half the time, but act like a real...
It again.
Well, he got
sounded like you knew better. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. For a guy who sounded like he just stepped out of radio broadcaster school, you should have known better.
He sounded like I had an RA-27 sitting right there in front of him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to toe that line. It was going to be.
It's too bad because he was kind of funny when he was when he was on hold and I screened his call. What a shame. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, if you have any radio experience, Tony, you probably know that we have something called a dump machine, to where if you say a naughty word, you won't make it on broadcast radio. So
maybe he tried to trick you into hitting the dump machine, so you lost the buffer.
Well, maybe we don't know what we're doing. We know enough to have a dump.
Yeah. Not only do we have one dump machine, we have two dump machines. One of them protects our on-air feed for the radio stations. The other one protects the internet feed for internet listeners. So the only people who ever hear anybody saying something naughty are the people on Twitch and DLive. And that's it. And that's usually no more than 20.
He did state that as his audience, though. So,
his
audience.
So anyway,
I just put them through Twitch.
And he just quit the entire server. So I'm pretty sure that was the only reason he was there in the first place.
Fine.
Let's go on here. We've got TJ calling in Colorado. Is this the TJ? Oh, and that's another person that's not allowed on the air here. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I don't even know what he was saying, but we go on here. So, Richie, you had this story for those just tuning in this hour. We're talking about it in great detail last hour about regulations, the state of Idaho, government regulators there, or the state legislature blew it, and it was a good thing. They forgot to reauthorize all the existing regulations, apparently, and so as a result, they're going to expire. June 1st?
July 1st.
July 1st.
They finished their session in April without passing a rural reauthorization bill. So in July 1st, 8,200 pages of regulation, 736 chapters of state rules will expire. This is the last part of the article that I wanted, that is an important part of it. Any rules the governor opts to keep will have to be implemented as emergency regulation and the legislature will consider them anew when it returns next January.
Oh, so it'll be gone for a half a year unless they do some emergency thing.
Unless the governor does emergency things. So all everything expires July 1st, then the governor has to re-implement things as an emergency. Every regulation has to be re-implemented as an emergency
thing. I hope they don't do anything emergency and they just wait the 6 months. And that way we can show people, like, hey, look, cars aren't careening off the road in an unusual fashion. People aren't going home sick from restaurants. You know, there's all these things happening in the business world, and nobody is getting hurt any more than they normally would with all the regulations in place. That would be crystal clear after 6 months. I sure hope that we get the chance to see that happen.
Well, you can find out, because how many new regulations can the governor sign in? Right, review, sign in as an emergency regulation, in a timely manner.
Yeah, and what if they do that? Which ones will they choose as the most important regulations to keep around? That's very interesting.
It's going to get interesting. I hope Fee or whomever follows up with it, because
keep an eye.
It's
going
to be exciting
for sure. And then Idaho may have a real challenge to New Hampshire as the freest state. I mean, if they completely wipe all the regulations off, Mark's saying no. What do you
Idaho
mean,
is already number three in the nation as far as regulatory burden.
Oh, really?
Least regulatory burden.
Oh, wow.
So if they go
this to number... is according to the Freedom in the 50 States?
Right. If they go to number one, even if they shoot up in number one, that one fact isn't going to buoy them from number 17 on an overall...
And New Hampshire's number two, right?
Yeah, to something more. But, I mean, you know, it's... It ultimately, maybe it will be important if your business is one that's overregulated, that you end up, you know, or you're a manufacturer or something, you end up out there. Well, then it might be important. The thing is when it comes to freedom, is you've got to pick the freedoms that are important to you and find the jurisdiction that has that freedom. If you want to commiserate with libertarians about why the government sucks, New Hampshire's number one, baby.
Yep. One of my favorite parts about moving here.
Is that there's people here that you agree with?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here it says, the costs and burdens of federal regulations reach $1.9 trillion per year. So I was looking at
what that means is businesses are paying $1.9 trillion in regulatory compliance costs. Basically.
Well, businesses don't pay anything.
Well, the customers are...
Right. That amounts to, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute here, that amounts to a hidden tax of nearly $15,000 per household.
Wow.
So that's, ladies and gentlemen, the costs. I'm not saying every regulation is bad, but... If you're taking the tack that all the regulations we have are the right amount of regulations, I would venture to say you're ignorant of the regulatory code in the United States, your state, and the jurisdiction you live in. Like, you just don't know, and you're just saying, I think that politicians, the most unaccountable group of people that the world has ever known, somehow know the right amount of regulation.
Well, that's also why this Idaho thing will be interesting, because you'll find out which ones are the most important, because whichever one goes in first gets re-signed as an emergency
or
declaration.
Or at least the most politically important.
Sure.
Right?
Hopefully the most important overall.
Somebody's connected is what it is.
We'll see.
Yeah. I love it. Good news. Kudos to the folks over there in Idaho.
For blowing it in their session.
Yeah.
Right. This is just a legislative mistake.
Oh, sure. But look at the implications.
Yeah.
Look how much fun can be had with it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind them making mistakes more often.
I agreed. I wish they would make mistakes more often. I wish their bills were written like this all the time.
Mark, you had a letter to the editor from a police officer who's actually against quotas?
Yeah, this is from...
Is this an anonymous letter to the editor? Because I'd expect to get fired if I were
that officer.
Do they
still admit that they have quotas?
Well, not technically.
It looks anonymous, yes.
Yeah, very, very rarely.
As it were.
If he were to actually have come out of the closet on this and been public, he probably... If they couldn't fire him, they'd probably put him on, like, desk duty or some other undesirable shift, like the overnight shift or something like that, to punish him for this.
Right. So this is from the... Let's see, the National Motorist Association publishing this. And apparently...
Is that like the AAA's competitor?
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Huh.
I don't know. From May the 5th of this year. Editor's note, over the years, the NMA has received occasional contact from law enforcement officers who have complained about department policies, sometimes crafted to avoid direct violation of state anti-ticketing quota laws, which force officers to write a predetermined number of citations during each work shift.
We'll talk more about it, and you can share your thoughts on police quotas, whether you are a law enforcement officer or a victim of them. You're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means the crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and they are sounding good. Back to their previous status of excellence, which I like to hear. So you can join us there at discord.lrn.fm. Grab the Edge wallet if you are not yet into cryptocurrency, or even if you are, you ought to try the Edge wallet because it's a great wallet. It's available for both iOS and Android. And I don't just say that because, you know, they're a sponsor. I was using the Edge wallet as my primary wallet before they became a sponsor.
No, we're very careful on this issue.
I'm a huge fan of Edge. They do great work. And they support a myriad of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, BTC, of course, Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's a veteran team. They've been building crypto wallets since 2014, all the way back to when their product was the Airbits wallet, which was the best Bitcoin. When it was Bitcoin-only wallets,
yep.
Airbits was the best. Now Edge is, in my opinion, the best. Go to edge.app. Their tagline, secure your freedom with Edge on iOS and Android. It's edge.app, and of course available through the iOS and Android app stores as well. So grab it there, give it a try, see what you think about Edge Wallet. Edge.app, as we continue.
What I like about the Edge Wallet, if I may, is that basically you can do all your crypto stuff within that. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade, you can do whatever within the wallet.
I tried the exchange thing for the first time last week because I knew that some of the local business owners were interested in flipping from, say, like Dash to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin had a huge run-up recently compared to the altcoins, which weren't running up at the same rate at all as Bitcoin was.
No, but then they caught up.
Not all of them. Anyway, the exchange option in there is super easy. I've never done it before, and all you do is you select the Bitcoin or the thing that you want to exchange, and then it says, what do you want to turn this into? Put the amount in, and then hit submit or whatever, and that's it. And you just wait, and it's done.
Yep.
And there's no logging in. You don't have to have a separate account at Changely. It's just they've teamed up with Changely to make it super easy right there within the wallet. It's amazing. Edge.app. We continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll get into this article, or I guess letter to the editor, by a police officer, alleged police officer. I don't know if they've seen proof that this person is a police officer.
They are pretty confident that that's the case, okay. And they say that they get letters all the time.
So we'll get into that coming up here, but first, your calls and thoughts. We go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, where are you calling from in Indiana tonight, by the way?
Evansville, Indiana.
Excellent. You're listening to WGBF. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've called in before, but my interest in calling in this evening is this situation you have out. Did you say it was Iowa?
Idaho.
Idaho, I apologize. Idaho. And whether or not, if they have to go 6 months, we know that the governor's, we assume that the governor's going to put in some emergency, take some emergency action on certain things.
Probably.
That determine right or wrong, you don't need to be. But, My concern is this: any of those other regs, rules, things, and I assume that's on a state level basis, correct?
Yeah, they can't stop federal regulations.
Excuse me?
They can't stop federal regulations, although federal regulations are probably unconstitutional.
Well, what I'm looking at here is city ordinances, townships, towns, villages, village ordinances, and things like that would stay in effect. Plus, it'd be interesting to find out here now, any of those individuals that affects business startups or that affects any kind of state permits or zoning probably local, but any of those types of things that if they can consider it anew in January when they reconvene, if any of those individuals, even if they reinstate them, whether or not they could make them retroactive or not, because I would think if there's anything that would benefit businesses and things, they may be able to take advantage of those as long as they don't, right or wrong, infringe on local ordinances and things like that there. So they may be able to squeeze in that middle ground somewhere. Pressed for grandfathering because it didn't exist.
They got 6 months to make something happen. between the between when it sunsets and when they they'll reconsider it.
Yeah, and it would be a good case and study to see what happens here, and also if it if those things work out to the positive or negative later on, if that fact happens. So, and I'm sure some will work out to the positive. There may be some that work out to the negative, but.
That's the idea with states, right? It's supposed to be an experiment in democracy.
Hmm.
We're supposed to, you know, have 50 different ways to figure out whether this stuff works or not.
Right. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Larry. Call, appreciate the call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Matthew's in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, I'm hoping I can get two in. So first one is Friday, the last half hour of the Rush Limbaugh show, he finally had his strongest admission of skepticism about the pre-war intelligence about the weapons of mass destruction that led us headlong into that quagmire. I'm like, about time, Rush. It took them trying to, you know, oust the sitting president for that thing to realize that there's something screwy with our intelligence services. Then have you seen the absolute state of chaos in the Minister of European Parliament elections in the UK?
No, don't know anything about it.
Yep. I know that they're having a terrible time with Brexit, and as a result,
milkshakes and fish at each other.
Oh, the milkshakes. Yes.
Didn't we have a story about that?
I did. Yeah.
Why don't you pull that up?
I will.
So that way, so you're talking about the politicians are throwing things at each other?
No, it's public throwing things at the mostly it's the UKIP politicians.
The
like Carl
UKIP?
Benjamin.
I've heard of it.
Is that a party? And is the UKIP is that a party in the UK?
Yes, it is. It was Nigel Farage's old party.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But once the Brexit thing passed, he figured, it's done. So he went back to being a Tory, and he abandoned it, leaving Gerald Batten saying, "You're leaving too soon, Nigel." And Gerald Batten turned out to be correct, because Theresa May has done everything she could to bollocks up the works, as they would say in the UK.
Yeah, that's probably got us. You've probably got us banned. I hear bollocks is a terrible term.
It's profane in the UK, right?
But they'll drop the F-bomb any old time.
Well, it's really weird what they consider to be obscene or not, because they were going to pass a line on a licensing fee for viewing pornography, and they say, that might be too much. Then they say, maybe we will. Then they, no, maybe we won't. It's like, jeez,
I'm pretty sure they did
pass that. Through, yeah.
I think that there's a requirement that you have some sort of age verification pass in order to view porn in the UK. I think that has gone into effect.
They were going to do that, and they suspended the implementation.
Really? Until when?
I don't know. Good luck figuring that one out.
And so the politicians could wipe their hard drive.
Well, I'm glad to hear that politicians are having things thrown at them. Thank you for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, normally I'm against initiating force, but you could argue the politicians are the ones who are initiating force, and so therefore it's completely within your rights to throw rotting fish or pies or whatever it is that are being thrown at these people. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50 million people across the country are threatened with severe weather. About 11 million in the Northeast are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes threaten the region.
We have a new storm. This is a completely new storm coming out of the West Coast, and this, I think, is going to be a huge deal for tomorrow. We're talking tornadoes, strong tornadoes, and the possibility of long track ones as well. And then heading into tomorrow afternoon, it is going to be a busy day 4 of 5, because on Tuesday, more severe weather on the way.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners face a risk of being targeted by miscalculation or being misidentified by the Iranian military. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And Liberty.menu is a tool for the libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist community. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use Liberty.menu. You can go there and add a listing or more than one of them for whatever it is that you do. Maybe you want to promote your business. Maybe you have an event that you're helping to promote or coordinate. Maybe you've got a digital content of some sort that you create, perhaps a show that you do, a YouTube channel. Whatever it is that you're into, whatever you want other liberty-minded folks to know that you do, you can put it up there for free at Liberty.menu. Now, there are some upgrades that you could pay for if you'd like, but again, by default, the site is free to use, and it's pretty slick. It looks good, it's easy to use, and it's free. Go to Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL like Free Talk Live, and that'll get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile at Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Mark, you had a letter to the editor by a alleged police officer, and this was sent to
the
National Motorists Association, like a newsletter?
Yes.
All right. What's it all about?
Well, you know, what they say here is that periodically they get these sorts of things, but they found this letter to be the most heartfelt and eloquent on the topic. So they have changed the words to protect his identity and location.
All right.
My city
says they're worried he's going to get targeted over this.
You think it might happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that's happened in the past.
By city has a small police department consisting of less than 50 commissioned officers.
Mm-hmm.
The population is under 50,000, surrounded by several hundred thousand more within our commuting distance. A large portion of low-income minorities lives within the landlocked city limits. As you read further, you'll begin to understand why this is important information. Over the past several years, the police administration, due to pressure from the courts and mayor, has placed unwritten rules and conditions on our employment. That's a direct violation of our Fraternal Order of Police contract, and an officer's sworn oath is to serve and protect. None of those unwritten rules is what they refer to as required contacts objectives for all police. One of those is a required contacts objective for all patrol officers.
I'm sorry, I may not have been paying close enough attention. Whose rules are these? The department or the city?
The department.
Okay.
And they say they're created from pressure from the courts and the mayor.
But they're unwritten rules.
Right.
Right.
Spoken,
so,
meaning said to them, you've got to do this.
Right. Well, you have to have a certain number of required contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean you have to write a ticket, but you got to write a ticket. Right?
Right, because
that's the implication.
Well, yes. Right, because a contact can mean anything as light as simply talking to someone on the street.
Yeah.
Whenever, if you're walking down the street and a police officer says, nice weather today, huh? That's a contact.
Yes. I've had situations where, here in New Hampshire, we have a special circumstance, which is should be adopted nationwide and probably should be even tweaked a little more. But local police, when they write tickets, the money doesn't go to the municipality. It goes to the state government. So
that's not always true.
What?
In a lot of departments, it goes straight to the police department.
Here in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire, it does not. You're correct.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
I'm talking about New Hampshire specifically, and the reason that I say that is because here in New Hampshire, when you get a ticket, it's much more likely the police officer felt like you deserved a ticket. Now, for whatever reason, he or she felt that way, their department isn't benefiting.
Right.
And it
not
stops
directly.
This crap from going on. Contacts are, simply put, traffic stops. Officers are required to perform traffic stops. Yes, I understand. That's part of our job. Or face discipline up to termination if goals are not met. Since the quota has been in effect, I have personally resisted by performing traffic stops, but only issuing written or verbal warnings.
Well, so, that'll get you in trouble.
Probably. You see, the quota removes the individual officer's discretion and forces him to use an unethical position of simply generating revenue for the city under threat of losing his job and his livelihood. And this is, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the things that they think of when they hire officers. They're looking at how are we going to generate this income? What's this officer worth when we hire them? They're not looking at what's the optimum number of officers to have to keep the peace in our given geographic area. They're, you know, most of an officer's job
is fundraising.
Well, it's going out on the road, and as we all know, the roads are sort of designed with the speed limits a little low and
very low in New Hampshire.
Right. If you just want to generate ticket revenue, then you put up a speed camera and generate ticket revenue. This is an inefficient way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, going on here. You see, the quota removes the individual officer's discretion and forces him to use an unethical position of simply generating revenue for the city under threat of losing his job. His livelihood. I worked very hard for many years to become a police officer. I earned an education and strived to meet the standards required for the occupation. During my time in law enforcement, I've earned my basic, intermediate, and advanced police certification as well. Yet, all the administration cares about is how much money other officers and I make for the city. Many of us feel that the public good...
Wow, an honest cop.
Well,
how about that?
This is done in...
Most of them will deny that the quotas exist.
Sure.
And because it's
their job
to deny. An unwritten rule.
Right.
And not, there's no rule about it.
Well, if they publicly acknowledge it, they'll be punished. They'll be put into the overnights or whenever it is that, you know, is the least desirable position.
Many of us feel that the public good that we do is being ripped from us, and our lives are being placed in additional danger over the pursuit of revenue. It's all about the money. Even the mayor has indicated that fact in open city council meetings. And is this so? Think about it for a second. If you, as a peace officer, are required to give a certain number of tickets, do you just become a revenue agent for the municipality? And as a revenue agent, are you respected as well by the community?
No.
I suspect no.
Not at all.
I think this officer is absolutely right.
Yeah.
That if he was there to keep the peace and, do those sorts of things, then, well, that could be much better than he could do that much better by not being a revenuer for the state.
Roads and police and traffic is one of the few areas that I feel like I'm in danger of being molested by the state.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's the most likely place you'll be contacted by them.
Right. And so for me, like I try to stay outside of the system as much as possible, and getting on the road is like the one area left where it's, there's a risk involved.
Avoid it, yeah.
Yeah, you can't avoid it.
Just try to stay under the speed limit and,
Which is even more ridiculous here.
Yeah, well, It's true. When I started my career...
You can usually get away with 5 over. No problem. In most places, pretty rare the cops are going to pull you over for 2 over or whatever.
I like to get in front of a police officer and go the speed limit. Makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you like this, pal?
You know what's funny? I once tailed a police officer. This was back in Hawaii.
Showing him.
The police officer passed me, and I paced him, right? Like, he's in front of me.
Behind
him,
you're pacing behind
him. I'm pacing behind him, and then I got pulled over by his buddy behind me.
Sure. Was he an undercover car behind you?
No, it was a cop. I just didn't see the second one. Mm. And they got to my window, and, like, they're talking to each other. And he's like, yeah, he was trying to keep up with Dave, but we got him. I was like, ugh.
So it was legal for Dave to do it.
It was legal for Dave to do it. Yeah,
even though they weren't going somewhere with their lights on, they were just
not
traveling.
He just drove right by me. I went, what they'll say in those
circumstances is that, hey, I'm headed to an important place, but, I didn't have my lights on because it wasn't that much of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, he goes on. When I started my career years ago, I was one of those kids who was under the illusion that I could serve and protect citizens. I thought law enforcement
was helping. That's fine as a kid.
Helping people. Unfortunately, I've been forced to admit to myself that it is simply not the case.
Wow.
Most of the time. There's a massive problem when the city's police department spends more time issuing traffic citations and locking people up for failure to appear bench warrants over $20 seatbelt violations than proactively patrolling the neighborhoods.
Yep.
At my department, issuing traffic tickets is counted as the only meaningful activity during an officer's yearly performance evaluation.
Oh, my God.
That's what brings in the money.
This is really honest stuff. We're going to continue. There's more to this later.
Oh, yes.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. A cop writing the truth about what it's like to be a police officer. Sounds like he's pretty disillusioned. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. The Live Sunday edition continues.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And a lot of features on our website, as a matter of fact. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, not just in the Discord, but we also have a forum as well. It's more of an organized way of discussing things over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio. We're going to continue, Mark, with your letter to an editor of a National Motorists Association newsletter written by a police officer who's sounding pretty disillusioned with the job that he has been tasked with. He thought he was going to get into policing to help people, and turns out his job is to help them out of their money with ticket quotas.
Yeah, they took cops and turned them into revenuers.
Yeah, and he's not so happy with that, but he's also deathly afraid of revealing who he is and in which city he works.
There's no evidence from what I read that it was he that anonymized himself.
Okay. Well, maybe he did ask them to keep him quiet, but we don't know for sure on that. At least the editors decided to keep him anonymous.
Wise.
And it's likely because he would be targeted. We're going to get back into that, but first we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start out with Mark in Ohio watching on Twitch. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. So do I just talk about my topic that I talked to the other guy about?
Yeah, do you know what a dump button is, Mark?
I wanted to just...
But don't say any naughty words.
Do you know what a dump button is, Mark?
Yeah.
You do?
All right. I don't know. I didn't really hear you. I was talking.
Do you know what a dump button is?
No.
Okay, let me tell you. If you say a cuss word or some word we don't like, we push the button and the recording goes back 7 seconds. And the dumb crap you said doesn't make it on the air.
Right, so don't say something, we have to hit that button.
And I'm not telling just you, but this is sort of for the Twitch people out there. They tend to call in and they think, inward, right? And then somehow that's going to work. So please, go ahead, Mark.
So go ahead. Yeah, what were you calling about?
All right, I just wanted to talk about the recent abortion bans in those states.
Sure.
What do you guys think about that?
I think that they're probably in response to states like ultra-liberal states like New York creating these, you know, these abortion laws that basically let a mother kill the kid the day before it's born. I don't think they expect it to go through. I think it's just a political response.
What about you, Mark?
Well, I don't know. I think abortion should be there. I think you're kind of right. It might be in response. Like, maybe they don't really want it that banned, like that, like totally gone. They're just doing it to kind of get back at these other states. But, like,
how do they get back at the other states, though? Like, I don't understand that.
It's just distinguishing yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
We fly flag down here, and and mamas can't kill their babies.
Okay.
What do you guys think the cutoff should be for abortion?
Let me ask you this. Who's more likely to kill their kid? People with an IQ above 100 or below?
Probably below.
Okay. Who's more likely to kill their kid? People with a median income above or below the mean?
Probably below.
Okay. And who's more likely to kill their kid? The sort of liberal people that want a bigger government or conservative people that want a smaller government?
I'm not too sure on that one, actually.
I'm going to say it's the big government people. If stupid, poor, big government people want to kill their kids, then I say let them.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And I would not set a date, personally, because it's none of my damn business. From what I can tell, the woman has enough of a difficulty making this decision. I mean, this is not an easy decision to make. From every woman who I've ever known that has had an abortion, it has been a very trying, difficult thing upon her. And that, I think, is its own punishment. And many of these people would probably never make that choice again after having made it the one time.
I think it's fascinating that the people that want more Democratic voters advocate for fewer Democratic voters in the area of abortion.
Because they're aborting them?
What's that? Yeah. You know?
Let's continue here. Well, of course, the real funny part is the people that want fewer Democratic voters are advocating for more of them by prohibiting abortion.
There's that, too.
Right? Let's go to Noah.
Should be on the other side of these issues.
Noah's in Alabama, also watching on Twitch. Go ahead.
Hey, so I know the guy before just talked about the abortion ban, but would it be okay if I did, too?
Sure.
Go right ahead, dude.
So I guess one point that I had on it is if they banned abortion and...
Yeah, we're just going to hit the dumb button. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He was kind of going towards a point, which is that if you ban abortion, it's not going to get rid of abortion.
Right.
It's going to result in women going to shade tree doctors, people who, you know, have a coat hanger or whatever it is that they would use, maybe a, you know, bash them in with a baseball bat. I'm not sure all the different black market methods for abortion, but they would have them, and they would be highly dangerous to the woman who wants to seek them, much more dangerous than whatever current procedures there are. And so, you know, if you are actually supposedly pro-life and you purportedly care about life, well, if you have black market abortions, you're going to have more lives being extinguished, especially including, in some cases, the mothers who will die during the black market procedures.
Right. We've already tried prohibition of abortion in this country. It went poorly. I mean, I can see the points that are made by the anti-abortion folks, and I think many of them are valid. I just, you know, it's hard. What's hard for me to sort of internalize is that our prisons, our asylums, basically the worst places in America are full of people that were unwanted ultimately by their parents. Whether their parents will say that today or not, but that's the truth. They were unwanted. And do we want more of this or less of it is the question you have to ask.
I just think one of the interesting parts coming out of that Alabama ban was it was signed into law by a female governor?
Yes.
Right. So someone who the left, the outrage from the left would ultimately protect in any other issue, right?
Right. But it was also put in the House of Representatives. The version in there was also put in by a woman. So, you know, it's all this women's right bull crap that it's women legislators that did this.
Yes.
Now.
So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We did do callback verification on those two callers, so I had my board operator get their phone numbers and call them back to make sure they, you know, would be willing to give
that
up their phone
number. That guy gave up his telephone number to be able to say the N-word on...
he tried to say the N-word.
Yeah. I let him know that it wasn't going to work.
Can I plug my show real quick?
So, yeah, you can, but I'm just letting you know here, if you're in the chat room right now on our Discord server, I'm going to give you Noah's phone number in case you want to call, maybe text him or something like that, say hi. There he is. Yes, your show, The Anarchist Experience.
Only because we spent way too much time on that particular issue during our recording this week, so if you want to listen to my elongated position on the issue along with my co-host MCs, check out our show, anarchistexperience.com.
I'd like to make this statement, too, since somehow people believe that Free Talk Live represents the liberty movement. I don't have a problem with that title, but it's only ever used against me. It's only ever used against me, never for me.
Okay.
Right? Well, yeah, you guys are talking about this when you, you know, you show about freedom and liberty, blah, 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 right? Like, they just ramble on. Well, you didn't say the thing I wanted you to say, so I'm going to use this, you know, this particular talking point against you.
Well, it's also an open phone show. They can call in whenever they want.
That's what I
whatever
say.
Liberty
sure.
position.
If you don't, if you don't like my position on a particular topic and you think I've done a poor representation of the ideas of liberty, by all means, the number is 855-450-3733.
Yeah, but then you'll just hang up on me.
Well, I will hang up on you. If you yell a obscenity into the microphone.
Well, no, but they believe that they won't get a fair shot if they, you know, even if they're
clean. Control the dialogue with your buttons over there.
Yeah. We're the best show on the air about that. I mean, I obviously you can't get on and give a seminar on your particular topic, but yeah, we're the best show.
But Mark, then they can they can't just ramble on about something besides what you were trying to say to them and completely ignore all of the points that you made in a Facebook conversation with them.
That's true. Now, Facebook is the worst place to have these conversations. You know, you're not going to convince anybody of anything on Facebook. It's a cesspool of you know, ideologues and morons. Don't do it. But I'd like to say this.
It's the best place for lowbrow entertainment.
right, just troll people on Facebook. That's what it's for. Or share pictures of your kids, or recipes, or a whole bunch of things. Do lots of cool, fun things. Don't think you're going to convert anybody on Facebook.
Some people have, they say.
I hear them say that. I'd like to see, you know, a little evidence. I've been on Facebook for many, many years, and I've seen it very rarely happen. It's not worth the time for the rare incident of me converting somebody.
Right. If that's the goal. Like I said, if that's the goal. If you're just there for the entertainment and the trolling and the laughs, the lulls.
Yeah. I would say this. The abortion issue isn't one that libertarians can necessarily agree on because it really comes down.
Yeah, they can't agree on anything about it.
Well, right. They can't agree when life starts. That's what the real issue is.
Right. Well, I mean, if they should agree on something, and they don't, but if they should agree on something, it's that the government should stay out of it, that they shouldn't prohibit,
well, the
and that they shouldn't fund abortions.
Tend to not work.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from this cop coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.